My wife and I, we have a trip with our family coming up, but we wanted to quickly kind of give a context of what we do. So about 5-6 years ago, so we served in pastoral ministry for about 13 years, and about 5-6 years ago, we felt the Lord calling us up out of that into missions. And so since then, we have been on a journey with the Lord to just really, we're engaging in the Muslim world for the sake of the gospel. We have a slightly different way of doing it than Josh. Josh is very evangelistic. You can't quite do that in a context that would get you jailed pretty quick for doing that or killed. And so, but what we do, in whether we're here in the States or we're overseas, is we're really coming alongside people and we're walking with them. You know, the picture I feel like the Lord's kind of shown me is like, you take people by the hand and you walk with them long enough until their hand is in the hand of the Lord Jesus, and then they're free to walk with him. And so it is discipleship, it is walking alongside. And so it's just a real servant role that the Lord has given us of low. And so even as I look at you guys, sometimes I'm like, there's stuff in your hearts that I just want to see come out and that you step into. And so that's kind of our role wherever we are, is to draw that up out of you so that Jesus is getting glory in your life. And so in that, it's kind of hard to explain, because it feels like sometimes we're in roles that are very low and very insignificant, because they're not noticed, because we want you guys to step into that. But the Lord has put us in that. And so we get to walk alongside alongside indigenous national churches and really help them learn how to make disciples, equip them in making disciples, equip them to know the Lord. There's pastors we walk along with. And so that's kind of a nutshell, but Stephanie wanted to share some things too that maybe she might have to backtrack a little bit and do a better job.
So just want to give you guys a little history of our family. And so James and I, we were in pastoral ministry really since we were married, so 2002. Just kind of did the thing, you know. He's called me a pastor, and I'm just this broken, kind of coming out of ashes young girl, you know, from the streets and from a drug addiction, real severe, and marry this man that says he wants to be a pastor. It's like, okay, well, I guess that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, long story short, here we are in this church doing the thing. And then in 2012, 13, it was like the Lord was just pulling the rug out from underneath our feet and saying, there's something more I have for you. And we just really started to feel a shaking of this traditional role of being pastors. You know, we had been youth pastors, we'd been lead pastors and head pastor. And then all of a sudden, we're feeling that shaking of this gospel that needs to go forth in a way. It actually needs to go into the church afresh. And the church needs to be awakened to their call to go out, you know, in power in the unique assignment they have. And so we're starting to be stirred in this. And, you know, James had met Sam McVeigh, and he's talking about disciple nations. And we're just like, wow, that seems really odd. but then I started getting dreams of women in the Middle East, and I started to hear the Lord's call, it's time to go. And just a real change and shift in I thought we were going, you know, we're pastors, but no, it was different, and it was time to go, and it was time to go to the women for me. And the Lord was also just telling James, it's time for the gospel to go forth, and start time for the church to be awakened and to be activated in their gifts. And so as we started to obey that, the Lord just started opening doors in the Middle East for us. And so I took my first trip in 2016 to Lebanon, and the Lord just showed me, this is where I've called you to, these women. And so as we were taking these steps of faith, the Lord just kept giving us connections with different indigenous pastors in the Middle East and bringing us to different missionaries that really needed to be refreshed in the Lord, needed to be cared for, and needed to have brothers and sisters come alongside of them so they're not alone out there. And it was just a different call, because the Lord was saying to step out of that traditional role, step out of the salary, and step into this kind of new wineskin with Disciple Nations, which meant we had to raise our own funds. And so I remember seeking the Lord one time about that, and he I was like, that's impossible to raise money here locally as we're going to the nations to be a blessing. Like, we had to provide for our whole family. And I was just asking the Lord to show me what this looks like. What was he calling us to? And immediately I saw this picture of the, I heard the Lord say, that small seed of mustard, that small mustard seed that you gave me before of your faith to sow into being pastors on this land, he says, just give me another small seed of faith and watch what I will do and plant it. Plant it here and trust me. And then all of a sudden, I just see like this tree grow forth from this small mustard seed, and I see branches just shooting out into the nations and into the Middle East and different places around the world. And so the tree was planted locally, but yet there were branches, and then there were leaves growing on that tree. And the Lord says, you're going to be a blessing to the nations, and the leaves are going to bring healing to the nations. And so the Lord was calling us to plant here, but then to shoot out into the Middle East. And so, like the Bible says, then the birds can come and they can find shade in that tree and they can find refuge. And so we've seen that. We've seen birds come in and find shade through this strange thing we're doing. And so we're just calling you guys to join us in this. And we are looking for partnerships to support our family as we obey this call. And so I think, yeah, our information's on there. Please email us. We're looking for monthly partnerships, whatever you can give to sow into our family as we obey this call in our life. And there's a lot more to it. We'd love to sit down and share with you what's in our heart and how we kind of see this work out. And so
real quick, at the end of the month, and it perfectly works out that it's the same time as the hiking trip, so I don't have to go and hurt myself. Maybe next year, you know. But yeah, so we are, in some of our times overseas, the Lord just keeps putting people in our path. A lot of them are Western missionaries or missionaries from maybe South Africa or somewhere, wherever they're from. And the Lord just says, you need to care for these people in this moment. Like, I have no clue who these people are. But then all of a sudden, they just start talking about difficult things that are going on in the field. And we recognize, okay, the Lord wants us to care for them. And so even as we were, again, in a pastor role, I know I'm taking a long time, sorry. So I was a pastor doing a pastor thing. And once I stepped out of that, the Lord said, now I'm going to redefine that, what that means to you. And so biblically, pastor and shepherd are the same thing. But culturally, they're very much two different things. The pastor is the lead of a building and organization and a shepherd. And so the Lord said, I want you to shepherd souls. I want them to know me well. And so those are some of the things that the Lord put us in. And so we saw, that there's difficulty on teams overseas. We saw, the Lord has given me opportunity just to go into all Muslim background believing churches, and they have division, and begin to work through those issues and draw those things out. And so in seeing all these things, I realized, hey, we have, Disciple Nations has a lot of people on teams together, maybe not a lot, but a handful of people on teams together. We don't want them to get there. We want to pre-care for them. And so in April, we're going to take a team. There's about 40 of us gathering. Half of us come from the States. Sarah Osborne's going with us. She's going to be so, so great. And so about 20 of us from the States meeting with 20 people. And we're just going to really begin to care for that team just really well, and say, here's, we're going to stay close to Jesus. We're not going to get exhausted. We're not going to look to around us with our eyes. And so those are things. And so we're probably about 80% funded on that. We're taking our whole kids, taking a lot of people. And so it's expensive for us to go, about $10,000 for us, for our family to get over there. And so we're just asking you if you would also, if you wouldn't consider monthly, maybe you would consider sowing into that also. Yeah. And so, you have anything else you want to say? So thank you for the opportunity to let us share.
Thanks. So let's pray over you. I say this every time, but such good soil to sow into here. Such good soil. If you want to sow into that seed that's going out into the ends of the earth, you will receive reward for that. I promise you. So we're 3,000-ish away from that trip being funded. So I just want to pray for you to hear the Holy Spirit. If you're supposed to sow into this family who stepped out by faith here, and I just want to pray for protection and provision. We'll do a send out for them and the team here in a couple weeks as well. But Lord, I pray a blessing over the family. Kyle, Claire, Anna, James, Stephanie here, all of them, Lord, just fill them with encouragement and strength. To bring encouragement and strength in this next season. Refresh them that they might refresh others. And I'm asking, Lord, you'd speak to those in here who are supposed to sow in, speak amounts, monthly partners, whatever that looks like. I pray for full funding that they might go forward and focus on the work of the kingdom in front of them, God. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You'll hear more about them soon. So.